from KQED.
When you came in, the air went out, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I want to do bad things with you.
Fans of the HBO series True Blood will recognize that theme song. The sexy, spooky vampire show's fourth season kicks off Sunday night. True Blood's cast has won all kinds of awards, and its music has been honored as well. All of it is chosen by veteran music supervisor Gary Calamar. Colin Barry spent some time with Calamar last week to learn just how a music supervisor does what he does.
Deep inside Laurel Canyon, what was once Gary Calamar's two-car garage is now his office, with every available inch crammed with records and CDs.
This whole wall would be kind of the rock section. And then as you look around in the drawers here, we have urban and electronic and soundtracks.
Scattered among the alphabetically organized stacks are cool knickknacks: a monkey's CD case shaped like a guitar, a jar of Iggy Pop peanut butter.
That's one of the reasons I got into the business in the first place. I have a big button collection. Especially these days, there's a lot of toys. I have my Dexter bobblehead over there, my Devo hats.
After showing me around, Calamar previews a new scene from True Blood on his laptop. In it, one character, Jason, has designs on his best friend's girlfriend, but hasn't told him. Calamar's trying to decide what song to play underneath.
So the goal in this scene was to play a song that maybe made Jason feel uncomfortable as he's talking to Hoyt. So let's see how these came out.
Just checking in on you.
The two songs under consideration are Alejandro Escovedo's Always a Friend and Booker T. Jones's cover of Biz Markie's What I Need. Listening now, Calamar worries that his choices might be too jokey or too obvious.
You know, these both are working pretty nicely lyrically with the scene, but there's also a downside. You don't want it to work too good lyrically. I mean, it just sort of depends on the scene and the style of the show. I have a problem sometimes of being too on the nose, as they call it.
Calamar's path to becoming a music supervisor began in the Bronx in the 1960s, when his big brother's musical tastes pushed his own beyond the Beatles and Stones and toward the Zombies, Kinks, and Unit 4+2.
As I got older, I started managing bands and started working in record stores. You know, I moved out to California in about 1980, started working at the Licorice Pizza record store, wanting to get into a situation where I can get as many free records and tickets as possible.
In the mid-1990s, Calamar started volunteering at KCRW in Santa Monica. Besides becoming a DJ, he also met his first music supervisors. A few classes and connections later, he co-supervised his first film, The Slums of Beverly Hills, did a few more movies, and with another supervisor, Thomas Golubich, nailed his first job for a then-unknown cable series.
We got lucky and got the 6 Feet Under gig, which turned out to be a fantastic show and a fantastic job for a music supervisor. And we really learned the ropes and just kind of ran from there.
After 10 years and several Grammy nominations for his soundtracks, Calamar now freelances on some of TV's hottest shows. His business partner, Allison Vidoli, says she's amazed at the range of stuff he comes up with.
He'll think for a little while. We might struggle sometimes, and then he'll get up and look at the wall of CDs, and then all of a sudden, what about that song? And then, you know, it just kind of starts to flow, and then we'll go back and forth, and he always pulls out some gems.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied.
Case in point, each True Blood episode is named for a song, and the writer for the new season's episode 1 titled it She's Not There after the classic Zombies tune. Calamar started brainstorming for something or someone special for the season premiere. One day he was filing a Cars CD in his alphabetized collection.
And right before my eyes, Nick Cave and Nico Case. And I said, bingo. So we reached out to Nick and Nico, and they were fans of the show, and it came out beautifully.
This kind of originality is Calamar's trademark. The new duet version closes Sunday's show. Bruce Dunn is True Blood's post-production producer.
What we love about Gary and what's necessary about Gary is that he not only brings a rich, unique sounding soundtrack to our show, he also has to do it on budget. And he makes us sound like we have three times the budget that we do.
First and foremost, he's just a fan of music.
That's Phil Gallo, a music journalist who co-wrote the book Record Store Days with Calamar last year.
And he also came of age when music really was great. When your favorite record and you're trying to figure out why it's your favorite record, and that record's by the Beatles and by the Kinks and by the Who and by Bob Dylan, you're kind of understanding music on a different level.
Back at the office, Booker T is out and Escovedo is in for that True Blood scene. Calamar explains that part of his job is acknowledging how everyone's a music expert.
The best scenario is, you know, where the best song wins. It doesn't matter who picked it or where it came from. It's just what works the best.
With ongoing work on Dexter and True Blood and more coming up on new shows like Wilfred and Death Valley, Gary Calamar is making himself and the fine art of choosing a seamless soundtrack indispensable in Hollywood. For the California Report, I'm Colin Berry in Los Angeles.
And we've got a link to the Nico Case, Nick Cave version of She's Not There. Look for it at californiareport.org.